WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports that paid sick leave is not just an issue for low-wage workers in businesses like restaurants or dry cleaners. He says such employee benefits are an afterthought for many startups in the fast-growing tech sector.
Starting a tech company is a little bit like building your own bicycle. You put all your effort into the design, and then you pedal as hard as you can and hope to get some momentum. Jessica Lawrence, executive director of the New York Tech Meetup, says employment policies are the last thing on the minds of many entrepreneurs.
With a lot of these startups, they end up growing a lot faster than they expected sometimes. So they might be 3 people in January, but by June, they are 60 people.
And they still have no guidelines for when it's okay to miss work, which can be a problem.
If you have one person who makes a choice to take a significant amount of time off, and you have another person who, for whatever reason, feels like they can't do the same thing, then you create this imbalance in the sense of unfairness amongst the employees.
There don't seem to be any hard data on startups and employee benefits. Cheryl Swerno is co-founder of Sherpa, a healthcare company that works with many New York startups. She says these companies have no problem recruiting programmers, but they're reluctant to hire an HR manager.
This is somebody that isn't necessarily going to be contributing to the bottom line every day. So very often, you know, it's on the docket to hire them, and then it gets pushed back, pushed back, pushed back.
Swerno's own startup, Sherpa, is a little over 1 year old. The company's 8 employees have access to both paid time off and parental leave.
When was the last time you took advantage of that?
You know what? It's ironic. I actually just had a baby 5 weeks ago, and we have a maternity policy in place, but what's nice about the tech sector is that we allow you to work from home. So I have kind of the best of both worlds, where I can be with my baby but also still be working.
Swerno insists she felt no pressure.
This is absolutely, you know, my choice. It's what works for me. It's what works for, you know, my family, and I love work.
I love work. A lot of people in the go-getter world of startups would say the exact same thing. So whether they have paid time off or not, many tech workers will just keep working. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.